Page 70. Culture. 1. Look at the photos. What do they show? 2. Watch the video to check your answers. 3. Read the article and match the photos with the instruments from the text. 4. Which instrument from the article do you find the most interesting? Why? 1. The music of Ireland. Music has always been part of the Irish culture, and Irish singers like Bono, Enya, Hozier and Damien Rice are famous all over the world today. Ireland is known for its music and storytelling traditions, which date back almost 2,000 years, when the Celts came to the island in around 500 AD. There was no written languages tradition in those days. The best entertainment people had was getting together at their local pub every evening, sitting by the fire and listening to stories and music played by singers and poets called bards. Bards learned songs by heart to be able to perform them live. This tradition has survived until today and is known as the oral tradition. Not much is known about how the Celts used music or expressed themselves through it, but it is believed that they brought several instruments to the island, such as the harp. The Celtic harp was one of the most popular instruments during the Middle Ages and was used at the royal courts. Apart from being the oldest of the Irish traditional instruments, it is considered to be a national symbol. It appears on the Irish euro and on the coat of arms. A harp is always played vertically and, depending on its size, it can be held in the hand or placed on the floor. It has a beautiful, delicate sound. Nowadays, if you want to listen to real Irish music, go to a Cailí, pronounced Cailí, a folk dance get together where you can also listen to traditional Irish instruments like the fiddle. This four-stringed instrument played with a bow is very similar to the classical violin. What makes it different is its playing style and special sound. The bodhrán, pronounced Bowron. This percussion instrument is a simple large frame drum. The player holds it vertically with one hand. The drum can be placed upon his knee, and strikes it with a small double-ended stick called a tipper. The Éileann pipes. The pipes of the elbow. This is the national bagpipe of Ireland. Unlike the better-known Scottish bagpipes, this instrument is quieter. The player doesn't blow into the bag to inflate it, but instead uses a small pair of bellows held under his arm. Bellows, a tool used to blow. The tin whistle. This is a simple wind instrument made of metal. It has 6 holes and a mouthpiece, and it is very similar to a Native American flute and to other wooden wind instruments. 2. 3, 4, 5,